Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories sometimes, and we love that. We're here to bring some levity and laughter to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How's your week?
Oh, you tried to do it first.
I know, but you paused, I think. I feel like you let me.
Sometimes I let you, right?
You do. You're always the first one.
It's only fair.
How was your week?
Yeah, I feel like there's just so much going on all the time. One exciting thing that I tried yesterday, which I had never heard of before. So I go to a doctor of osteopathy, a DO, if you will, and she's very like Eastern meets Western medicine.
Oh, that's cool.
I've had like this issue with my sciatica and my IT band for the last few months that I cannot get rid of. I have done deep tissue massages. I've done acupressure. I have these roller things. I've done stretches. I've done like those balls that you put on there. You know what I mean? Like you put weight on it, like everything.
Yeah, yeah,
I've
yeah.
done it all. Nothing works. It is so frustrating. So she was like, have I talked to you about Shockwave? And I was like, no, what is that? So it's this like new therapy. Apparently it's out of Germany and it's like this shock therapy that I really don't even know how to fully describe it, but it's like this device.
Uh-huh. It's like an electric current that you shoot into your leg.
It's like little tiny taps, it feels like. But when you get to a tender spot, you definitely feel it. And it concentrates on that spot. It goes like 4 to 6 inches down into the muscle and helps everything like regenerate. It's pretty crazy.
That's really cool. And yeah. So what happened when you used it?
I got a lot of relief, which I was very excited about because I have not had that. So I'm going to keep going like for the next few weeks. So hopefully I can fully get rid of it. But it was the first time that something actually gave me some relief.
Is it just breaking it up?
It's breaking it up, I guess, and like helps it. It kind of works like PRP where it, your body basically attacks the area and helps regenerate it, if that makes sense.
Great.
Like it feels like there's a foreign something, but it's all like natural and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was really cool.
Oh, I'm so glad you got some relief. It's great.
It was nice to get some relief. Her name is Dr. Phyllis Moe, by the way. If you are in and around Los Angeles, she's in Pasadena.
Dr. Phyllis Moe, M-O,
and she is amazing.
Amazing.
So yeah, that happened to me. That was pretty crazy. We just went to the opening two of Bougie Bazaar.
Bougie Bazaar.
If you are a thrifter, antiquer, you like cool shit. Like they've revamped the store. They added in clothes. The owner has the coolest eye ever. I'm obsessed with her style.
Yeah.
The weirdest stuff. I just got the coolest thing. So I'm very excited about it. Yeah, go check out
Bougie Bazaar.
It's
one of those places and you look around and then you look around again and it's a whole different shop of things you didn't see. Then you do it another time and there's like, oh my God, there's all this stuff that pops out that you didn't notice before. It is. She does have a great eye.
It's magical. It's in Pasadena.
It's magical.
So yeah.
Yes.
Go there too. Those are my two recommendations.
I love that.
I finally watched my favorite show, Love on the Spectrum, season 3. I was so behind. I am obsessed with that show. It's my absolute favorite. It is just the sweetest, kindest.
Aww.
I also just love that all of the people on the show are just so, it's so wholesome, so genuine. Like they say all their feelings, they put it all out there. And you don't get that kind of honesty with people, you know, dating that are neurotypical. Like a lot of times people just ghost, they don't respond. And I love at the end of each one, they're like, so I'm not really feeling it. Just want to be friends.
I love that.
And then, but they're also just like the other person's
honest.
Like, cool, great, awesome. Like no hard feelings, all good. Like,
walking away.
It's pretty great.
That is great. I gotta watch it.
It's such a good
season
show.
Season 1, like I haven't ever seen it.
You'll binge it. It's the best.
I saw when Jack Black was hiding behind somewhere and the kid
Tanner.
I'm here, Tanner.
And Tanner lives in Clemson, South Carolina. That's where I went to school in Clemson. I know. I'm like, I want to go back and visit Clemson and go see Tanner because he's so adorable.
Love.
He's such a happy, sweet kid. How was your week?
Well, the only thing that's like of mention is I went to see Bob Dylan last night.
That's huge.
I love him. He's my favorite. I do. I love him so much. And
he's how old now?
He's 83. And his birthday is May 24th and he's going to be 84.
He's older than my parents. And like, I cannot picture my parents putting on a concert.
And that's the thing about, of course he sounds older than, you know, but if you think about his life and then you listen to what he's doing, it's like a saloon. Like he's making all these songs, like Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, into a saloon sort of like, hey, it's all okay. This is just a little entertainment now because his life has evolved. So his music has evolved, but the lyrics are the same, but they mean something different now. That's what I love about him.
It's but like, I feel like his voice caters to getting old. Like the style
his voice has always been there.
When he was in his 20s, he could have been in his 80s. You know what I mean? So like,
yes.
I feel like he could be somebody who continues to sing forever.
Yeah. Well, he's smoked a million cigarettes, but yes.
I'm like Hall & Oates when I saw them and I was like, oh.
Were they like?
They were not hitting those high
they
notes.
They weren't? No. Oh, those are high notes are hard
but
to hit.
But it was hard. Yeah.
He got a really, really, really lip sync pretty well, if you want to hit those high notes. So that's pretty much it. I was really looking forward to seeing him. And it was a great concert. His was great. Yeah. And then it was Willie Nelson after that. He's 94. And I had to leave.
Yeah. So, Willie Nelson at 94 is.
I feel terrible to say this, but I told you this, like his hand, man, he's playing the guitar, but it's like he's got a fossil like on his hand. And it's because his knuckles are so big.
It's like arthritis.
He's like almost 100. I really respect the hell out of him though for showing up. He has an amazing band around him. He's still employing
people. Well, he's not Frankie Valli. Have you seen the Frankie Valli videos?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it was cool. It was a really great night. It was, you know. I live for those.
I love that for you.
I live for the great nights.
You got to. So for our first story, we have a call. Very exciting. This is my good friend Genesee. She has told us stories before. We love her, adore her. She's so funny and has some of the best stories ever. And she also is ridiculously talented.
Oh my God.
And if you are into design at all, if you're into DIYs, if you're into vintage, she falls into all of those categories. Her handle is Miss Vicious Design. So at MS Vicious Design. You have to go follow her because she's
my
friend.
I love her stuff. I don't even know. She's got the talent. I mean, she's just got this.
She's got the
huge
look.
Talent.
She's got the talent. She's got the look. She's got all of it. Yeah, she's also gorgeous. So that doesn't
hurt.
She
is gorgeous.
Let's call her up and hear her story. I haven't even heard this full story, so I love that for me.
I love that for you too.
Hello,
Genesee. Hello. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Be Rev Podcast, and you're my friend.
Hi.
To be here.
I told Mary Kate that we were calling you and she said the Genesee.
I know. I'm starstruck by this. And I know you've called before, but like I keep following your videos and I'm just like so obsessed.
So good.
Oh my
so good.
Guys, I'm obsessed with you guys and your podcast. And I listen every week, every time it comes out. Not wait to hear the crazy stories. And then I don't feel so alone because clearly I have a lot of embarrassing stories.
I love it.
Yours are my favorite.
Did you see
that she recently went and stayed at her friend's? Is it an Airbnb or it's just their like vacation home?
It's their cabin.
So their
like
cabin.
A family cabin.
And did you see that video that she did?
I did.
I love it. She goes in the bathroom. She's like, this paint is garbage. Can I change it? And literally on a whim on her Mother's Day weekend getaway, repainted the bathroom and it looks stunning.
So
and all she did
good.
Was change the paint and it's so good. Like gorgeous, gorgeous green. But I love how unhinged that was. That was fantastic.
That. I'm glad that they like let me do it.
Yeah.
The cabin. And I was like, what if we like painted it green? And they're like, I'm like, I'll do it.
Did they like the yellow paint? Or because that's awkward too. If you're like,
no. So
this is ugly. And like, I want to change it.
It's custom paint that I designed.
I was worried of saying because I didn't want to offend anyone, but they're like, no, the yellow, you know, it just happened and we're totally open to changing it. But she had to ask like family too. We almost just did it, but she did ask them.
Well, they got a free makeover, so honestly, I think it was good for them.
Yeah, that would be such a nice surprise.
It was a score.
Honestly, by a professional.
Yeah, they tried to talk me out of it. They're like, you guys, it's Mother's Day weekend. We're supposed to relax. I'm like, let me do my thing, please.
This brings me joy. Yeah, exactly.
You did something nice for someone else on Mother's Day. That's really sweet.
Yeah, I love it.
That's so awesome.
I loved it. It was fun.
And so she had shared a little bit about this story in a story that I saw. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How have I not heard this on Beat Red, first of all? Second of all, I need more. So I don't even know the full story, which I love. And so we get to hear it together.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
I'm excited to share more embarrassment.
Yes.
Okay, so I was, I think, a junior in high school. And I was on the drill team. So drill, it's like the dance team. like a really, really big deal. Like dance in Utah is like cheer for Texas. Okay.
It's a thing.
It's like, it's a big thing and it's super competitive and it's really crazy. And I was on drill and up and we had practice at like 5 a.m. every morning. Mm. And you know, it's like a, it's all girl teams and we would, you know, you get sweaty or whatever. And I'm a teen and going through all the things. And I got like an ingrown armpit. Like, you know, I don't know.
Wait, you
I didn't
cut out a little bit,
that,
but I know you said you got an ingrown hair in your armpit, right?
I love that. You're like, yeah. Whoa, go back. Yes. Ingrown hair on your armpit.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, I got God. An ingrown hair.
Painful.
In my armpit. It was so painful. And, you know, you pick at it and you think it's able to like get it. Mm-hmm. And it just kept getting worse and getting worse and getting worse. And then all of a sudden, I swear, it was like a golf ball size in my armpit.
God,
and
no.
It was like so big. But you couldn't see it because you know how like deep your armpit is and it's like soft skin.
Oh my God, that sounds so painful.
I'm fascinated by
it
this
was
though. Like,
so,
could you close, could you put your
so
arm
crazy.
Down? Did it hurt?
I got to the point where I couldn't anymore and I was at drill.
And you have to wear those little tank tops.
It's all about like jazz hands, right?
Yeah. You're moving. Well, because we do something. There's a dance called military.
It's like cheer dancing, basically, right? Like that's
Very like sharp, very hard, sharp movements. And you slap your like legs a lot. And so your armpits come down and squeeze.
Ow.
And I specifically remember having military that day and I called my mom from the school and I was like, you've got to take me to the doctor today, like I can't do it anymore. And so she picks me up, we go into the doctor and they look at it and they're like, yeah, it's a cyst, like because at that point you know it's a cyst because it's all infected.
Could you see it on the outside at that point?
You could, but it was like not as aware until you like grabbed it and you're like, oh my gosh, it's huge. Oh,
so it wasn't like hanging. Idea. It wasn't like a hanging like cyst in your armpit, which is one nice thing.
Yeah, just imagining my mind is going wild.
I know
right
someone
now.
that happened to them though. They did. They got a clogged like duck in their armpit and it became like it looked like a little boob under their armpit.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Oh, bro.
I know it did.
I'm sure it wasn't cute, but like I don't think it was as obvious.
It didn't need a bra. Oh my God.
So he takes me back. I think it's a dermatologist. And we go back. They get everything ready. They give me the shot of the lidocaine. He gives me the shot. He sets the shot down and immediately grabs the scalpel. He did not wait for the numbing to kick in.
He shot it into your armpit and then just grabbed a scalpel.
What a psycho. That's
terrifying.
Right?
That is a psycho.
And I'm like looking away, trying to not like, you know, just trying to keep it together. Cause
I
like,
hate that.
The lidocaine shot was like beyond painful. Like I saw stars, you know,
He
grabs the scalpel and then cuts it open and it immediately squirts onto his face.
I am going to throw up. This is disgusting. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
Right? I felt justified.
That's horrible. You're like, you should have waited for the low light again to kick in. Because you probably tensed up and like squeezed your arm bit while he was.
Oh my God.
I didn't even have to. It was horrible. There was that much pressure in it.
Oh my God.
It was like, so it's like the Dr. Pimple Popper videos. It's like those crazy videos.
That's
and
horrific.
And so it's free cell phone, you know, so nobody's recording this craziness.
Thank God.
And
was your POV of his face just like getting squirted with like this disgusting like armpit juice? Like, did you just see him be like, blah, 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 like just getting squirted?
It was like shock and horror and like pain and like all the emotions like in my face.
Was he wearing goggles? Did it go in his mouth?
Probably not. It probably went in his mouth.
Okay.
Disgusting.
He luckily was wearing glasses, but this was before like face shields. I mean, I'm sure they existed, right?
Oh,
but like he didn't have a shield on. This hits him in the face, goes up his glasses, in his hair. Like it was so.
That's horrific.
Like a fire hose. What the hell happened to your
armpit?
I'm going to
barf.
Were you okay? Did you like pass out? Did you pass?
I wanted to. The pain was unreal.
But did he have your...
The worst part, you guys, the worst part is the smell. It is like horrible smell.
Oh, God.
So it shoots at him. There's I'm gonna smell. Vomit. There's it's green.
Like stinky.
What did he say? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, this is too much. I always ask for details, and I'm like, no, too much,
yeah,
too much,
Katie,
too much.
Whoa, I've never seen you get maxed out.
We need to put a disclaimer on this front
Katie's
of this
video.
Like,
did it go in your mouth?
I know. I'm always, so like, bad. So gross about stuff.
Like, what it smell like.
That is so...
No, this was...
What did he say? What did he do?
Horrifying.
What did you do?
I don't... Like, I just know, like, the MA was there, and she's, like, trying to help and, like, wipe things. And then he just squeezed. Like, they have to squeeze it till everything that they can get out.
So he didn't say anything? And that's professional. He didn't even go. He didn't even gasp.
He was I'm blind. I can't see.
I bet he was in pure shock, and I was in shock. Like, all of us are in shock, and then we're all disgusted by the smell, and all of us are like, oh, my gosh, what is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
Something died in my armpit, and
that is
it was
horrible.
Just so bad.
That's horrible.
It was so horrible. I felt awful, but I also was like, you should have waited till it was numb.
Yeah.
Dude.
Or, like,
so
don't go
did
in
you
so hot.
Feel all of it then? Like, even the squeezing, mm-hmm. like, it hurt? Oh, that's mm-hmm. so, that sucks. That's terrible.
It was so awful. It was, like, one of the most painful things.
You
like,
poor thing.
It sucks.
But it was horrifying. And I'm like, how did that much come out of me? And
now I'm just imagining,
you,
like, slime. Like just a bucket of slime in his face.
Was the doctor cute?
No.
Okay, well, that helps too. That's good at least.
Yeah, no, that would have been way
At least
worse.
It wasn't a young,
oh
hot
gosh.
Doctor. That would be the worst.
This is the point where the doctor who's listening to this podcast just, like, turns it off. He's like, and we're out.
He's like, I thought.
But, like, the MA was, like, a younger girl, too. And so, like, that was embarrassing. Like, all of it was embarrassing. Like,
oh, no, it's horrifying.
I just let this horrible, like, volcano come out of my armpit.
My armpit just threw up on your face. I'm so sorry.
That's terrible.
That must have felt it was, so much better, though. You know what I mean? After it was over, like, were you just like, oh, I can put my hands down again.
There was relief. But the other thing is about the cyst, they because it's an infection, they have to leave that open. So it, like... can, like, ooze. Like,
oh,
I don't know how else to say it without being so
God.
Gross.
So they don't sew it?
No, they can't, because if they do, God. That risks the infection staying inside. So you just have to, like, keep gauze on it. And I went back to drill, and, like, I just remember, like, blood soaking the side of my shirt, because it was, like,
you poor
intense
my God.
Part
oh my
of the
God.
Season, and I couldn't stop, and, like, I had to practice, and I just remember it, like, for a week. Just being so gross.
You didn't
and so
even get to take the
like,
time off. That sucks.
I
would
have put my arm in a sling and been like, I'll do jazz one hand. Okay. Yeah. That's it. I'm not doing any cartwheels today. No way.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, the other thing is you had to try out to be in the dance. And this was the week of tryouts.
Oh, no.
So, like, yeah.
Were they
so
like,
because
did
I
you make it?
So much pain,
did you
I
win?
Didn't at first because it was before I got it cut. And then they redid it. And I don't remember why, but we did it again and I was in.
Yay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
A happy ending to that terrible, yeah. terrible
it was,
story.
It that... was. But it was so embarrassing, everything about it. And then being there all week after and people being like, ooh, Genesee, you got blood all over you.
Oh, no. You're like, back off, bitch.
No, it's
don't make
super,
me raise my armpit.
It's super embarrassing all around.
Oh, my gosh. Genesee, this is a great story. I really lived that. I really could picture it and see it. It's like, I can't believe that can happen.
We
to
don't
your
have
body.
Anything like this. I got to
no,
tell you. You're giving us the unique stories. I love
this.
It.
Never heard
well,
of this.
Well, you know, just trying to one-up myself every time.
Please keep doing it.
As it can be.
We cannot wait to call you again.
I know.
Yeah. Whoa. That's amazing. Oh, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad
well,
you.
Thanks for letting
damage.
Me air all my dirty laundry with you guys.
Thank you
for doing
and
it.
Go follow her, Miss Vicious Design, on Instagram and TikTok. She is so talented. You are going to love her. I already gave you a shout out in the beginning too.
Oh, I just love you guys. You're the best.
I love you to pieces. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Oh.
Isn't she the best?
She is. She's amazing.
Adore.
I'm so happy we could talk to her.
That's a rough story, I got to tell you.
That is a rough story. A rough that doctor one. Probably sees that all the time, though. That probably happens to him all the time.
But that's probably I can't why he didn't even say anything. Like, that's...
He probably, like, has a... like affinity for it. Maybe he's just ew. Like, oh, here we go. Here we go again. Got another cyst.
We got
come
a
on.
Squirter.
I can't wait. I got to grab my scalpel. Ooh, ew, disgusting. I think right. I almost passed out during yeah, that. No. I do. Okay, here we go. Tough act
let's,
to follow.
Let's change the subject.
Yeah, let's just clear the air with like just another story. Here we go. This is from Bert in Tennessee, and he wrote, I'm never one to shy away from a good photo op or selfie. I've always photo documented important moments in my life. My grandmother's 94th birthday party was no exception. Everyone was there, my parents, aunts, uncles, siblings, their husbands and wives, and all the grandkids. 40 people were at this birthday. After everyone arrived, we took our group photo. Gathering as best we could, we all huddled around my gram. My Uncle Rick was taking the picture, and 4 people, including myself, passed their phones to him to take the shot. Everyone knew I'd be on top of posting and sending. Before the photo, I'd been erasing pics I didn't need because I wanted to free up some space. Uncle Rick slowly made his way through the phones, and when he came to mine, he said it had locked since he took the other pics first. No problem, I said, and I yelled out the code. I didn't want to break up the pic to go unlock it myself. As soon as he clicked the code, his face changed. What am I looking at? Is all he said as he pressed the phone a few times. Then he sharply inhaled and his eyes went wild. I'm looking at your junk, son. We all gasped, and my grandmother asked what Rick had said. I broke away from the picture and went for my phone. As I grabbed it, I saw a dick pic I'd taken for a friend on the screen.
Oh,
my
no.
uncle must have seen it in the corner and tapped it to expand it. So the camera was working, but one of the last pics I'd taken was of my penis. And my uncle clicked on that tiny picture in the corner to see what it was. Can you imagine? In front of everybody?
Dick pics.
Oh, and get I like his name's time. Uncle Rick. Saw a dick pic. That's pretty funny. My Uncle Rick spent the rest of the party mean mugging me and telling anyone who listened that I wasn't raised right because I was taking pics of my penis for everyone to see. My parents were horrified, and so was I. And I ended up leaving the party early because everyone was so weird about it.
Aww.
Isn't that embarrassing in front of all your friends? Even your nieces and nephews are like, what happened?
Oh, man, you got to screen your phone before you hand that
you
over.
You can never give someone the code. I mean, if you're going to be doing that, you know.
You gotta know.
That was a fresh dick pic.
I got some dick pics because they're going to be opening up your photos. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be opening up your
you
photos.
Think about that.
Good thing you didn't send that to the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All I've right. got another one. This next story comes from an IG friend of mine. Her name's Stephanie. Her handle is Ann_abstract_artist. She is so talented. I am obsessed with her art. And she even did a portrait of me that I have hanging in my living room.
Oh,
you have to go check her out. She is so freaking talented. Like, love. An abstract artist, but there's 2 underscores. So Ann_abstract_artist. Go follow her.
Follow her immediately.
No, she's amazing. Okay, so I love this story that she shared. So it was my birthday last week, 45.
Yay.
I actually made an effort and I put on something semi-nice because we live an hour from town and I never go out. This was an event. I had an eye appointment, which was the only real reason I left the house, but still, I was feeling a little cute. Naturally, as soon as I got there, I had to pee. But nope, not today. No public bathrooms, thanks to the area's issues with homelessness and drug use. I thought, fine, I've had 4 kids. I can hold this.
Uh-oh.
And hold it, I did.
Yeah.
After my eye appointment, I rushed to Walmart to grab the essentials. Paper towels, toilet paper, toothpaste, shaving cream, the works. I didn't want to have to come back anytime soon. While shopping, I was pretty impressed with myself. For someone who practically dies when the sink runs, I am killing it today.
Yes.
A great Kegel check.
Yeah, I was going to say, she must have done those Kegels.
You got to do those Kegels. I grabbed my stuff, checked out fast, and pushed my cart towards the bathroom. I left it right outside the door, ready for relief. But the universe had other plans. The bathroom was packed with unhoused folks washing up.
Damn. I mean, just like, that sucks because you have to pee so bad.
And it's the worst.
Using it.
Feeling ever. I waited for a stall. Finally, I got in. I dropped my pants, hovered because ew, and realized too late there was no toilet paper.
No. Oh, come on.
Whatever. Man. I've drip dried before. I'll live. Then I stood up, and that's when it hit me. I had hovered over my pants.
Oh, no.
In my haste, I didn't pull them down far enough, and they were not down on my ankles. Oh. No. My waistband and back pockets had taken the full force of Niagara Falls.
No.
I just stood there silently, what the fucking. There was nothing I could do. No dryer to aim, no one to help. I pulled myself together, faced the crowd, and began the long, squishy walk of shame.
Oh, God.
I ditched my cart past the bathroom line, across two parking lots, carrying only a pack of toilet paper while wearing hot pee pants.
Oh.
Happy birthday to me.
That's so funny.
Isn't that That's terrible? It's her birthday.
That's terrible. That's
but
so
also
terrible.
The relief of making it after you've had to go for the entire day. You yeah. finally get a stall and then you pissed on yourself by
you
accident.
Peed all, and you probably peed for like 3 minutes. You know what I mean?
I've done that before, hovering in a bathroom where I accidentally peed like on my pants yeah. or like on something that's the, but not and like you, that where it was like a hole in like Niagara Falls, like days worth. Like that's horrible.
And then she'd like sit in her car and drive home for an hour and like pee. Pee pants.
Yeah, I asked her about that too. She said, thank God for leather seats.
Oh, yeah. So you can just like clean it up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of that, wait, sorry, this is a random thought, but like, way to hold it after four kids. That wrecked my body having my baby. And when I sneeze, I like pee my pants. Yeah. So it's like,
four
she
kids
did
is
it.
Impressive.
She was like, I'm doing this. I can do this. And she did
I got
it.
This.
Did it? She did. She just needed to pull those pants down.
Okay.
This is so I went looking for a story that we could maybe have an old Irish person in. But I
didn't work on my accent, so don't ask me, okay?
Okay.
I didn't
okay.
work on it, all right? Okay. I've had things going on.
You didn't. You didn't.
Damn.
No,
I thought you
I
said
have
you
not.
Did. Okay,
crap.
I said I was going to work on it, and I didn't, okay?
Well,
I forgot all about it. Let's get real.
Fine. I did not. But I found a gold mine of these Irish, is on Reddit, and this Irish, like, it's only for Irish people, these embarrassing stories.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Random.
So this is from Sydney the Kidney. He writes, this is short and sweet.
Okay.
But it's really funny.
That's a great nickname.
Sydney the Kidney.
Yeah. It's yeah. fantastic.
Sydney
the Kidney.
Yeah. Sydney the Kidney. So he writes, a winter cold snap and storm had led, just kidding. A winter cold snap and storm had led to a lot of deaths of elderly and a backlog of funerals.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's the end of the story. The church had multiple coffins in it overnight from the removals the night before. The priest trying to arrange the coffins at the sides of the altar and asked for 3 chairs for the coffin. So that's like the Irish part, I think.
They say 3 chairs for the coffin?
No, he just said, can I get 3 chairs for the coffin?
Cheers or chairs?
He said chairs. He wanted to prop him up. This local lad who always turned up for all the funerals started shouting, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. That's the story. But here's the thing. He said 3 chairs for the coffin. But of course, it sounds like 3 cheers because they're Irish.
Mm-hmm. So this guy like, wasn't Irish.
This
was
guy
American.
Just shows up for the funeral. He's like, hip, hip, hooray.
It's rough.
Go right ahead.
That's
Katie's
rough.
Just like going forward.
That's
with
a
it.
Rough
She's
one.
Like, that's a tough story.
That's a tough one.
California.
Okay, my next story comes from Crystal in Tennessee, and she writes, I used to work at a casual but upscale restaurant that was very popular in my town. We had a lot of regulars, and I was very friendly with one guy. Let's call him Brian. He was around the same age as me. We were in our early 20s at the time, but it never felt super flirty or awkward. He was just a regular customer of mine that I would often chat with about all kinds of things, and I really enjoyed when he came in.
Love
those. Lots of those back in the day.
Yeah, I know. Tons.
One day he came in. So you can picture this perfectly. Maybe you've even done this. We'll see.
Uh-oh.
One day, he came in with his mom, and they sat in my section. I'd never met his mom before, and I was so excited to see her. I greeted them and said, hey, Brian, it's great to see you, and you brought your mom this time. It's so nice to meet you. I stuck my hand out to her and introduced myself. Brian cut me off and said, this is my sister.
Oh.
My face turned bright red, and I was so embarrassed. She did look a lot older than him and had a very short mom-looking haircut, so I wrongly assumed, even though I know you should never do that. She was very gracious about it, but still, it makes me cringe to this day. I had to wait on them for another hour and a half, and every time I went to the table, I wanted to run away.
Every time he went to the table, she's, like, putting lipstick on and, like, brushing her bangs down.
I thought it was going to be his girlfriend.
I thought, yeah. Well, I mean, at least she didn't say grandma. Because that reminds yeah. me to that yesterday I was at the park with Elliot and this lady was like, are you his grandma?
No
like,
way.
Yes, she said it.
No fucking
she
way.
She said it. And I teared up.
You do not look like
I
a grandma
could not
at all.
See through
are
my
you
tears.
Kidding
no.
me?
I was like, I am not his mother. Like, I just
was
went.
She five?
She was not five. Everyone asked if she was younger. She was older. She was a grandma. She like related to me as a grandma.
No, she wanted to make you feel. She's like, who can I make feel like shit today?
Yeah, seriously.
She's like, I'm going to find like, a mom and ask her if she's my age. I'm 95.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you should never
assume. What did you say?
My eyes went wide. I like fell off the swing. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm his mother. And then
what'd she say?
nothing, no embarrassment. She was like, oh.
No, she was trying to ruin your day.
She did.
She was a demon. She was a demon that appeared into the park to ruin your day.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe you got asked if you were a grandmother.
My friend told me that I should have asked her if she writes $5 checks for people's birthdays, and just because I wouldn't have, like, that's the only way she's a grandma. You know what I mean? Like, I think she's just wandering around trying to, like, insult people.
You don't have gray hair even. She, like, was that's with, the thing. She, like, was if you had gray hair, people always assume you're older. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, first of all, your face is so youthful anyway,
Katie,
but, like, that's so crazy.
In my mind's eye, I will never forget her face saying to me, "Are you his grandma?" There was no pause, nothing. Just it wasn't a nightmare either. It happened. Terrible.
You're so much nicer than me. If somebody asked me that, I would stab them.
You would? Oh my God. You heard it here first, folks. They find a dead grandma in the park. You know who did it.
You know who did it. It was me. Okay.
It was you.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's psychotic.
It's crazy. Thank you for the support. You healed my heart.
That's psychotic.
Okay, this is from Melinda in Jacksonville, Florida, and she writes, "When my son was 3, I found myself overwhelmed at home and needed to hire some help. I just hired a new gardener. We chatted a bit before he got started, and since I'd never hired a gardener before, I was overextending to make him feel comfortable. I brought him some snacks and coffee and told him if he needed the restroom, he should just come in and use it. I'd always done my own yard work, and although relieved by the help, I was uncomfortable with someone doing work I could do myself. I wanted him to feel at home. He was working hard outside for a couple hours, and I lost track of time. Here's the embarrassing part of the story. I had just tried on an Elmo costume so that I could be Elmo at my son's 4th birthday. I had bought the costume on Amazon and absentmindedly opened it and tried it on to make sure it fit. As I was looking in the bathroom mirror at myself, I heard the front door open. 'Where's your bathroom?' a voice called urgently, and I froze. I removed the headpiece of the costume, but I had to walk out with the rest of the costume blinding him. I decided to play it off. 'Oh, it's right here,' I said, certain that I was as red as a costume. He looked at me, didn't even crack a smile, scooted around me and closed the door.
Well, it sounds like he's going to take a gnarly shit. He's about to blow up your bathroom right now.
He's like, but I wonder if she left the Elmo head in there. Because then he goes
sitting on the sink,
cracks,
just staring at him while he's shitting.
Elmo's face, that would be so scary. Elmo's eyes are so scary. Panicking, I ran and changed immediately. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. The worst part was that when he came out, I didn't explain it at all. We both just went back to what we were doing and pretended it didn't happen.
He just assumes you're like a furry. He's
like, what's a furry? What is that?
Furries are the people that dress up in like little, well, I guess, I don't know if Elmo counts as a furry. It's like animal costumes.
And like they, as a kink?
Yes. You never heard of a furry?
No.
Yeah, it's been around forever. I remember I had a friend come out here and visit me like in the early 2000s. She was staying in Burbank at the Holiday Inn and she was like, oh my God, there's a furry convention happening here.
Wait, so they walk around and they're like trying to hook up?
Yes.
Like they're like dressed
like
Cookie Monster?
Like dogs or like, yeah, cats. Like it's like a furry, like a furry costume. I don't know, like bears. I don't know if there's like a, maybe, I think you can be a cartoon too.
Those costumes have like the anatomy on them? Like
no,
see, like,
they're just like big furry costumes, like animal costumes. Like you'd see like a kid's party, like big furry costumes, but
what?
It's like a kink, yeah.
Whoa.
I want to hook up with a raccoon today.
Oh my God. But then they have to keep
but it's
the heads
cartoonish,
on.
So it's not like a real raccoon. I don't know. It's like a, it's got to be something from childhood.
I just have got to figure this out.
But hey, no shame. If that's your kink, like,
no
shame. Get it. If you're a furry, get it.
Yeah, get after it. Literally, go and find it. And
get after it.
Just
bang
fall in love.
Bang a pig as a person, not an actual one, because that is there's not consent there, okay?
No, exactly. Oh my God, I can't even think of an animal right now.
This is a very, like, random episode.
We're all over the place, but I'm loving it.
Okay, this next story comes from Bernice, and she writes, okay, she sent this to me on Instagram. She gave us that other great story. Remember the one where she was in the tree taking a picture and she like fell out?
Yes.
And, like, yeah.
Her shirt came up and she was like,
such a great story. So she sent another one.
Whoop, whoop.
So I got new thrifted jeans and I loved them. I wore them so often, the perfect mom jean. So one night I took them out line dancing and a song came on that has a fun move of dropping it down. And I mean all the way down. I don't usually go for this move as I'm 28 and my knees aren't what they used to be. I'm like, damn, you're only 28 and your knees are bad. Like, dang, girl. I go for the drop and I hear the biggest tear and felt a pop on my butt. I immediately felt my butt and the largest tear I've ever seen. I was lucky I was wearing underwear that night because I was thinking of going commando. But the underwear I decided to put on was bright turquoise with palm trees on the cheeks.
Oh my God, I love that.
And you could see it all.
Yes.
I'd never had my pants ripped before, so I was in shock. Luckily, what saved my ass, both figuratively and literally, was that I was wearing an oversized jean jacket that hit exactly where the tear ended. I continued to line dance that night with a huge breeze on my behind, hitting those palm trees. I made sure I didn't do any crazy spins.
I love that. What I love so much is that people watching that probably thought that was part of the dance. Like,
probably.
Split, boom, palm trees, and up. And then it's like, whoa.
I also love, though, that she said, fuck it, and kept dancing. Because if that happened to me, I'm out. Like, I'm out. Done for the night. I'm leaving. Or I'm just going to have my jacket hitting my ass, and I'm going to stay real calm. And
or
real
I'm
going to,
like, tie it around my waist. And then.
But I love that she was like, fuck it. Like, I'm here to fucking party. Let's do this.
I'm just not dropping it like it's hot ever again.
Yeah.
It's the last time.
But that's the worst when your pants rip. It's the worst.
The worst. Happens all the time for me. That's our show, right?
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.